From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So, are you doing anything cool?
Yeah, cool thing in 2 weeks. I'm doing a mini Ivy League crossword tour on Saturday, April 4th. I'm doing a crossword contest and talking at Brown University in Rhode Island, on Sunday at Harvard, and on Monday at Yale.
Wow. The Ivy League crossword puzzle tour. Sounds like a good time. Well, remind us of the challenge you left us with.
Yes, it came from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. I said, name a female host of a popular TV program. The letters in her first name can be rearranged to name a god in mythology, and the letters in her last name can be rearranged to name a type of god that this god is not. Who's the TV host, and what are the anagrams?
And what are your answers?
Well, the answer is Susie Orman. You can rearrange anagram her first name to make Zeus and anagram her last name to make Roman. Of course, Zeus is Greek, not Roman.
And I just thought S-U-Z-E. That seems like a great crossword puzzle clue.
I'm sure I've used that, and I think I've used Orman, too, in the Times crossword.
All right. Well, about 1,000 people sent in correct entries this time. And from those entries, we randomly selected John Bernardo of Boise, Idaho, to play the puzzle on the air with us today. Hi, John.
Hi.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
You know, I thought about it and then went and did some other things, and I'd say in about an hour's time, it just hit me.
How long have you been playing?
Oh, at least 5 years.
Really? I understand that the puzzle segment's a regular part of some car trips you take.
It is. Normally on Sundays in the wintertime, the family is driving to ski racing training, and we play the puzzle on the way up the mountain.
Oh, really? What fun. And then it's all downhill from there, right?
It gives you something to think about while you're going downhill. That's right.
There you go. Well, you sound like you're ready, so we'll meet John. Let's play.
All right, John, I'm going to give you 3 words. For each set, think of a fourth word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said cat, cattle, and telephone, you would say call, as in cat call, cattle call, and telephone call. And as a hint, I'll tell you, each of your answers will end in 2 L's, just like
okay.
Call.
Okay.
All right, number 1 is sleeping, pain, and chill.
Pill.
Sleeping pill, pain pill, and chill pill is right. Number 2 is cow, bar, dumb.
Bell.
Dumbbell is right. Here's your next one. Tennis, cannon, screw.
How about ball?
Ball is right. Bomb, egg, tortoise.
Shell.
That's right. Duck, play, buffalo.
Bill.
Bill is right. Baby, rag, china.
Doll.
That's right. Ant, which is A-N-T, boot, and capital.
How about Hill?
Capitol Hill, that's right. Ink, stare, oil.
Well?
That's right. Bank, drum, jelly.
Roll.
That's nice. Right. Good. Water, wind, free.
Fall?
Yes, waterfall, windfall, and freefall. Good. Fire, dentists, power.
Oh, my dentist. It's got to be a drill.
Dentist drill is right. Fire, stone, white.
Wall.
That's it. Pepper, paper, tread.
Mill.
Mill is right. And here's your last one. Jail, fuel, brain.
Cell.
Huh. Cell. John.
Whoa.
100%.
All those brain cells were firing right at the same time when they're supposed to, John. Nice work.
Thank you.
Well done. Well, since you have kids, we thought you might enjoy the guest we have today to read your puzzle prizes. Do you have kids on spring break?
I do.
Ah. Well, I'm not sure what their principal is like, but we hope that it's not like the character we're about to hear from, but on the bright side, he is going to tell you what you take home for playing the puzzle today.
This is Principal Seymour Skinner. telling you that for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin. I have one of those in my desk drawer. The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the very best. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2. That's something that'll keep your mind occupied during detention. Will Schurz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press. Remember, you can't play the piano without both the black and white squares. And one of Will Schurz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. You were dismissed.
But before the final bell rings, let me tell you, that was Harry Shearer, the voice of Principal Skinner, from the popular show The Simpsons. And the multi-talented Harry will soon be on a reunion tour with Spinal Tap, that parodic rock band. And when he's not touring and voicing characters for The Simpsons, he has his own radio show. And it's actually on your local station, John, in Boise. You know Harry?
I do. I'm a fan of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. And he does a show called Le Show, so we hope you enjoyed Harry.
I did.
Yeah, it's pretty funny to hear Skinner reading your prizes. And tell us the member station that you listen to.
KBSX at Boise State University.
All right, John Bernardo of Boise, Idaho. Thanks for playing, man. You were a champion.
Thank you very much to both of you.
All right, Will, let's make another champion. What's the challenge for next week?
Yes, take the letters I-L-R-T. If I asked you to insert a trigram, or three-letter group, twice into these letters to complete a familiar 10-letter word, you would add S-P-O to make spoil sport. Now, take these letters, R-F-E-R, that's R, F as in Frederick, E-R. Insert a trigram twice somewhere in these letters to complete a familiar two-word phrase. What is it? So again, R-F-E-R, insert a trigram twice somewhere in these letters to complete a familiar two-word phrase. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Schurz. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.